Okay, we're back with Delaya Sims again, and I'm here to ask the rest of the questions because I couldn't finish in the first one. And we're here with
Sequila Sims.
Okay, next question is, what are some things that you wish you could change about racism?
I wish that people could see everyone as just people and not look at people as colors and just look at the people as they are.
All right. And then it says, what middle school did you go to, and did you ever experience racism there?
I went to Hunt Middle School, and no, I didn't have any racism at all. I didn't recall.
Did you see anyone there being racist to other people?
No.
Did you like your middle school?
My middle school was kind of cool. Yeah.
All right. And how old were you when you first heard about racism, and how did you feel about it?
I heard about racism probably when I was probably the first time in middle school.
Sixth grade?
Yeah, I heard of it. Mm-hmm. We learned about it in school. I never really experienced it. Like, you know, with the Asian people maybe acting funny. But as far as here in this Tacoma, Washington, I didn't see much of it until I got a little older. Then I start to see how the difference in people, how they treat people and they act towards one another. It's a difference in the people, the way they treat people, which I would change that. Like I said, it's not about color.
Right. Okay, next question is, do you experience racism to this day, like in stores, like in public anywhere? Like, do you just experience it?
Yes. I do experience it. I've had racism at my place of employment. In
what
general,
happened there?
At work, I get treated differently because of my color. Sometimes, the way that they talk to me, or the way that they direct the way that things should be done. You could tell the difference in the way that they talk to me and they talk to other people. And then I experienced it as well at the grocery store. You know, the people, as they treat you differently. Some of the people treat you differently according because of my color of skin. But it doesn't affect me because the person that I am, I overall love everyone. Everyone is all the same to me, and I respect each other. I respect everyone, so I don't have a problem with that racism.
All right. Okay, the last question is, what was your experience like back then? Like, what was your career experience?
My career experience? I didn't really have a career experience. When I graduated from high school, my focus was the medical field, and so I started to go to community college, and my career was going to be in the medical field, just like a nursing and stuff like that, but then, you know, I wasn't able to follow through with that because you have to go for a lot of education, and like I said, I had children, so... I was not able to continue my education.
Well, thank you for your time.